Vaccination rates have been improving in a number of states, including states where rates have been low. But if you zoom in, you'll see a checkerboard effect with huge differences among counties. Take Oregon. Around Portland, two-thirds of all residents are fully vaccinated, but rural counties are nowhere close to that. We go now to Jackson County, Oregon, which has the most unvaccinated people in the state. And as Eric Newman at Jefferson Public Radio reports, that's pushing hospitals to the limit.
On the Oregon-California border, rural communities are tucked into forested hillsides. If you need serious medical care, you'll probably wind up at Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center. Asante owns three hospitals in the region, and Dr. Michael Blumhardt says all three ICUs are 100% full of COVID patients.
We've had two deaths today, so it's a very grim, difficult time.
Unlike earlier COVID waves, he says they're seeing patients in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s.
We're seeing clusters of families being admitted. We had a father and an adult daughter admitted to the intensive care unit. He passed away right before I had to put the daughter on life support.
He blames the Delta variant, but also widespread rejection of the vaccine in this area.
This is far more severe for this region than the prior COVID waves. The Delta virus is passing through the region like a buzzsaw.
Blumhardt introduces me to ICU nurse Chelsea Orr.
I'm just trying to keep people alive. We're taking care of a lot of ventilated patients here that are super sick.
What feels different about this time right now?
The incredible loss of life. It's been really hard because we're working harder than we've ever worked before and still losing.
Down the hallway, I meet Justin McCoy.
I've been an ICU nurse 10 years. I've never seen anything like this. Delta can be very deadly, and it's really terrible seeing these patients who can't breathe. That is a very difficult thing to watch.
Blumhardt says the vast majority of patients they're seeing are unvaccinated.
We admit 9 unvaccinated to every 1 vaccinated individual. So it's clearly the vaccine is protecting against hospital admission.
Jackson County is now seeing record numbers of infections. Within weeks, many of those people may need hospital care. But a new forecast predicts that by Labor Day, Oregon will face a shortfall of 400 to 500 staffed hospital beds. Dr. Blumhardt says smaller hospitals in Oregon are trying to transfer their sickest patients to Asante, but Asante can't accept them anymore. Dr. Courtney Wilson works in the ER. She says even though Asante has already postponed some surgeries, staffers are simply worn out.
You know, I think people are frustrated, honestly. It feels discouraging that we have had a vaccine available for a really long time in this community, and we have a really low vaccination rate here.
Oregon's governor has sent National Guard troops to overwhelmed counties to help with non-medical tasks, but it's not enough. Local medical leaders have asked for the state to set up a 300-bed field hospital. Dr. Blumhardt is worried about the weeks ahead.
I don't know how we're going to get everybody taken care of. That's the bottom line. We're all hands on deck at every level of the organization.
The good news is that in Jackson County, people are starting to respond to the crisis. The rate of new vaccinations here has grown to about twice that of the Portland area. But thousands of people need to be vaccinated to catch up. For NPR News, I'm Eric Newman in Medford, Oregon.
Eric's story comes from NPR's partnership with Jefferson Public Radio and Kaiser Health News.